as we were talking about other things like sanctification, the basic things like what it means to be a saint and set apart for God, what about your understanding of exactly what happened the moment you believed? A lovely teacher now with the Lord made a list of 37 things that happened the instant you believed on Jesus and received him as your Lord and Saviour. Now there's a thought. Lord and Saviour. Many people are happy to take Jesus as Saviour, but they stumble when it comes to the Lordship bit. You might like to consider praying this. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge my need of you and I accept you as my Saviour, my Deliverer and my Lord. I invite you now to be the Lord, the authority and to be in control of and be the final decision maker in the whole of my life. Lord of my human spirit and all my spiritual awareness and worship. Lord of my mind, my attitudes, my thinking, my beliefs and my imagination. Lord of my emotions and my expression of my feelings, anger, grief, joy. Lord of my will and all my decisions. Lord of my body, my physical health, my exercise, my diet, my rest and my appearance. Lord of my sexuality and its expression. Lord of my family and all my relationships. Lord of my secular work and my Christian service. Lord of my material goods and my perceived needs. Lord of my finances. Lord of my plans, my ambitions and my future. Lord of the manner and timing of my death. Thank you that your blood was shed that I might be free from the consequences of sin and that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. It sort of takes you a bit further than just being a believer, wouldn't you say, or a follower? Maybe into being a disciple. That is, if you prayed it.